I'll still there!
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
There had been quite a spectacle in Frontier Town. The trial of three killers had just been concluded in the Powderhorn County Courthouse, Judge Knott presiding. The verdict had been guilty. The men had been sentenced to hang and had been taken to the county jail by Sheriff Two Gun Taylor.
Wells!
The lean, squint-eyed lawyer for the defense looked up as Judge Knott called his name.
Come over here, Wells. Want to talk to you.
What do you want to talk to me about, Judge Knott?
Step into my office. What I've got to say won't be pleasant.
Oh, no?
After you.
Thank you. Well, now, Judge, what's on your mind?
Wells, you've done some shady things since you set up as a lawyer.
Oh, indeed.
I've had my eye on you, and I haven't liked the view. It's your move.
My move?
I mean, Frontier Town got no room for men like you. Now, get out. Just as fast as you can get.
Now, wait a minute, Judge Knott. If you
it's
think...
It's not
you can...
what I think, it's what I know. You tried to bribe a couple of the jurymen on the trial of those killers. Likewise, you tried to bribe two witnesses.
You can't prove that. Who said
Hold
that?
Hold on. I got the word of the man that captured those three murdering crooks.
Masked man. It's his word against mine, and I...
And I'd take his word any day of the week. Now, Jasper, if you're smart, you clear out without making any trouble. If you're here when that masked man returns, you might fill what space is left in the county jail.
Where is this masked man? Let him make his accusations to my face.
He'll do more than that when he gets back.
Back from where?
He's gone north to Junction City to get a horse his Indian friend left there.
And he's to return to Frontier Town?
He's coming back for the express purpose of putting you behind bars. If you're still here.
I deny everything, and I defy that masked man to prove his charges.
That's bluster talk.
Oh, is it?
It is, and you know it. Now take my advice and clear out.
Jasper Wells went from the courthouse to the Bright Lights Cafe. He saw the old swamper, Sam Calkins, sweeping the porch, and Maggie, the cook, sitting on the steps.
Well, look who's here. Jasper Wells himself. Shady Jasper Wells.
What's that?
You got found out, huh? It's about time. You hear the news, Sam? Judge not told this horn-toed to vamoose.
Why, you old...
Go ahead, call me names. You won't be around Frontier Town much longer, no siree.
Sam, I'm looking for Osage. Is he inside?
Yep. At least he was a minute ago.
Looking for Osage, huh? Two of a kind. Weasel Face Osage and Shady Jasper Wells. You two ought to fit like ham and eggs. Rancid ham and rotten eggs.
You cackling old hag.
Did you hear me tell him off, Sam?
Yep. Well, now I gotta go sweep inside. I'll see you later, Mike.
All right.
Sam Calkins went in the cafe and began his customary sweeping of the floor. In one corner of the nearly deserted cafe, Jasper Wells talked in guarded tones to the tall, heavy-set man called Osage.
Osage, I want you to get that man before he comes into town. Do that for me, or I'll let the sheriff have the evidence I'm holding against you.
Wells, you don't give a man no choice.
You know I can send you to jail any time I choose.
Oh, dead rat, you. When you do get a man out of trouble, you see to it that you keep plenty of evidence to hold over his head, don't you?
This man's going to be coming from the junction. You can lie in wait for him where the Overland Trail crosses the railroad tracks.
I sure don't hanker to match gun speed with that critter.
You don't have to.
You mean Dry Gulch?
Of course. Knock him off the saddle before he gets a chance to see you.
I wonder if that redskin will be with him.
He is. You can drop him, too. You can get two shots out before the Indian can get you. And furthermore...
Confound that dust.
It's that blame swamper.
Hey, Calkins.
Yes, sir.
What's the matter with you, you addle-headed fool? Haven't you brains enough not to sweep where men are trying to talk?
But I've got to sweep, Mr. Wells. That's how I earn my victuals.
I don't give a hang about your victuals. You can't sweep while I'm around here. Now get...
But Mr. Wells...
I said get out.
Well, you fetched the old man a pretty hard whack.
Well, what of it?
What about it now? Gonna do what I told you?
You don't give me no choice.
You better be on watch early tomorrow morning. There's no telling when the masked man will arrive.
Wells, that masked critter's as good as dead right now.
The next morning, Osage took up his post and waited while the sun climbed high in the heavens and the day advanced toward noon. The Lone Ranger and Tonto had been traveling since the preceding night, and their tired horses moved at a slow gait.
We'll be in Frontier Town in just a few minutes, Tonto, and our horses can have a rest.
That's right.
I wonder if we'll find Jasper Wells in town.
Well, him not be there if him smart.
I hope he's cleared out. His kind are more dangerous than outlaws.
Oh, that's right.
Many an outlaw has escaped punishment because of Wells.
Maybe better him not leave Frontier Town.
Better?
Maybe better him stay there. Then you get proof him try bribe men at trial.
It'll not be easy to get that proof, Tonto.
Oh, Silver.
What's the matter, Tonto?
Kimisabe.
Yes?
Look yonder.
What is it?
Bird fly. Brushwood move.
What do you mean?
Maybe feller hide there.
That brush is moving. There's no breeze.
Not right.
I wonder what it might be. Perhaps some small animal.
We keep sharp look.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto sat their horses watching intently, but they saw no sign of Osage hidden in the brushwood near the trail. They didn't know that the grim barrel of a rifle was being pointed straight at the masked man's heart, while Osage was slowly tightening his finger on the trigger. Then sudden old man...
Look out! Look out!
Why, you confounded...
Look out! Help! Help!
I'll kill you for this!
Let go of that gun! Hold Silver up!
You can't shoot him! You can't do it!
Let go of my rifle!
I won't!
I'll show you! He won't get me! I'll square accounts with you some other time!
Hold him, big fellow. Get him, mister. Get him. He was going to shoot you.
How about you? Are you badly hurt?
No, never mind me. Go get Osage. He was going to dry gulch you. He had his rifle all leveled at you. He was going to kill you. Go get him.
Well, there's time to get him. I want to see how badly you're hurt. He swung on you pretty hard.
Oh, I'm all right.
It's a nasty cut you got when you fell.
Oh, it's nothing.
Have a look at it, Tonto. He fell on a rock here.
Me fix him.
I'll be all right, mister.
Of course you will. Don't try to get up yet. Just stay where you are until Tonto dresses that wound.
Why don't you get Osage? Go on and chase him while you've got the chance.
He's leaving a pretty clear trail. We can get him any time. Oh, what's your name?
Me? Why, I'm Sam Calkins.
From Frontier Town?
Yes, I work in a cafe. Sort of clean up the place in the morning and sweep the floor. Ace Comedy lets me sleep in the woodshed and gives me grub.
Haven't you any home?
Well, I just told you.
Oh. Well, how did you know what Osage was going to do?
I heard him talking in the cafe. Folks don't pay much attention to what I overhear.
Who sent him? It wasn't his own idea to come and kill me, was it?
Oh, no, sir. It was that crooked lawyer, Jasper Wells.
Here, water. Now, me fix wound.
Good. What did you do, Sam? Creep up behind him and then jump him before he got the chance to fire?
Well, not exactly. I sort of jumped on his rifle. I figured if I could hang on to that, he wouldn't get the chance to shoot you.
I see. You saved my life.
Well, I'm just doggone glad I happened to hear what was going on.
Sam, tell me this. What will Osage do to you when you get back to town?
Hey, gosh, you're going to get Osage, aren't you? You'll drill him for trying to shoot you, won't you?
No, Sam.
You won't?
No, I don't shoot people.
But he tried to shoot you. You got to get Osage. If you don't, he'll get you.
We'll see about that.
Well, if you don't get him, I can't get back to the frontier town no more.
For the time being, you'll stay in camp with Toto. I'm going to try to overtake Osage before he reaches town city. He's a little big talk. Come on, Silver!
The Lone Ranger rode hard over the trail of Osage and saw where the killer was finally compelled to dismount and proceed on foot. Then he quickly overtook the Dry Gulcher. Osage saw him coming and fired.
Come on, Silver. He can't hit us at this distance. I want you, Osage.
Keep away, blast you!
Put on that gun!
I won't be chasing!
That's your last cartridge. Now your gun's empty. Throw it down. Hold Silver steady before the world.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot.
Easy, big fella. I want to talk to you.
I surrender. You got me, mister.
Don't make a fast move.
Go on, Texas kid. Go on. You might as well shoot me.
Who sent you to ambush me?
None of your business. And if you wasn't such a sneaking polecat, I'd have stood up to you and shot it out. But Dry Gulching is just a taste of your own medicine. It's what the Texas kid is noted for.
You are gunning for the Texas kid, Osage. This calls for explanations. I'm not the Texas kid.
No? Hey, come to think of it, you don't sound like him. You got the same build. But...
I'm not the Texas kid, Osage. And you and I are going to talk.
In the meantime, Judge Knott was about to enter the courthouse when he saw Jasper Wells sitting on the steps with an air of unconcern. The judge paused.
You still in town?
What's it look like?
You don't seem concerned about what the Lone Ranger will do when he gets here.
He's not here yet, is he?
He will be.
Yeah. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. When a man travels around in a mask, a lot can happen.
What's that?
Judge, why don't you mind your own business? I'll handle my affairs.
Wells, what are you scheming?
Who says I'm scheming anything? Now, brush along, Judge. You said your piece.
Confound it, Wells. You're up to something. I'd give a month's pay to know what it is.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. After escaping death at the hands of a dry gulcher named Osage, the Lone Ranger had followed the killer and cornered him.
So you thought when you were going to shoot me that I was a Texas kid, huh?
Yeah. I heard he was heading for Frontier Town. I knew there's a big reward for him, dead or alive. I need that reward.
Who told you the Texas kid was coming to Frontier Town?
Well, I forget.
Was it Jasper Wells?
Oh, of course not. Hey, now, look here, stranger. If you're not the Texas kid, who are you and why are you wearing that mask? You an outlaw?
You haven't heard of anyone else who might wear a mask?
Well, no. Leaping Jehoshaphat. You don't mean to say that you're the Lone Ranger.
Osage, it looks to me as if you'd been double-crossed by the man who sent you gunning for me.
If I thought that was the case...
What would you do?
I'd go back and give him a working over he'd never forget.
Wells deserves it.
He sure as thunder does. Why, the scheming polecat send me to fight his battles for... Hey, I didn't say it was Wells that sent me.
No, but you admitted it just now.
Anyhow, I'll settle with him. Just you give me the chance to get him, that's all I ask. Let me show you that I was took in completely.
Very well. You show me.
You letting me go?
You'd better start traveling before I change my mind.
Well, I'll have to walk. It'll take most of the afternoon to get to town.
In that case, the sooner you start, the better.
Easy, big fellow.
Steady a minute. Monsilver!
Well, doggone. If that's not good. Yeah, he sure fooled him. Wait till Wells hears how I fooled him. As if I thought he was a Texas kid. As if there ever was a Texas kid.
Late that afternoon, Osage found Jasper Wells a short distance from the courthouse and reported what had happened.
Wells, that swamper from the cafe here, he spoiled everything.
What?
He snuck up behind me and jumped my rifle. I didn't get the Lone Ranger.
Why, you bungling fool, where is he now?
I reckon he's gone back to where he come from or going into camp or something. I gave him a yarn he believed.
Well, what sort of a yarn?
I told him I thought he was a Texas kid with a price on his head, dead or alive.
And he believes that?
Sure he did. But he thinks you're the one that told me the Texas kid was coming along the trail.
You told him about me? Why, you confound
fool. Now, wait, Wells, hold on a second, won't you? Listen to what I got to say.
Go on.
He's wise to the fact that you plotted to dry gulch him. I acted like I was sore at you for sending me to get him. I told him I'd run you out of town.
Is he coming here?
I don't know, but the chances are he will. Now, look here, Wells. What you got to do is get out of town for a time.
Driven out by him.
I can tell him I sent you out. Don't you, Savvy? He'll believe my story and he'll go away. Then you can come back again.
Yeah. I'll skip out of town and make everyone think I've gone for keeps.
Yeah.
And then after a couple of weeks, I'll return, saying I've changed my mind. But while I'm supposed to be away, I'll return secretly and dispose of the Lone Ranger.
That night, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and old Sam Calkins were in a small camp not far from Frontier Town. For some time, the masked man had been sitting quietly. Then he rose to his feet.
Sam.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure of everything you told me?
Oh, yes, sir. I didn't tell you nothing I wasn't sure of.
Osage had a different story.
Him say him want Texas kid.
Then he lied. He knew blame well who he was gunning for.
In that case, he didn't mean a word he said when he told me that he'd deal with Wells when he got back to town.
Osage dealing with Jasper Wells.
It's about time we moved into Frontier Town.
Oh, don't you do it, mister. Don't you do it. Osage will shoot you from behind. He won't give you a chance.
Maybe he won't get the chance to shoot me.
I tell you, he's got to kill you. Wells will make him. And if he don't, Wells will likely see him jailed and maybe hung.
We'll see about that.
Why don't you let me go instead? Why don't you let me go there and see what I can learn? They wouldn't dare kill me.
Sam, I want you to go into town.
In your place?
No, ahead of me. I want you to help me.
Gosh, yes. Anything in the world I can do for you, I'll do.
I want you to tell Osage where he can find me.
Tell him where he can find you? He shakes you alive.
I'm going to be in the hotel.
But you can't go there wearing that mask.
I won't wear the mask, Sam. I'm going to disguise myself and go to the hotel to spend the night.
And I'm to tell Osage that?
Yes, Sam.
You got a plan?
Otto, Osage is a known murderer, but no one has ever been able to prove it. Maybe we can fix things so Sheriff Taylor will get the proof he wants.
When he kills you?
We'll see about that. Jenny Silver, saddle up Tonto. We get ready for action.
The Lone Ranger was disguised when he took a room on the first floor of the Sunset Hotel. He closed his door, then opened the window so Tonto could join him. In the meantime, old Sam Calkins moved through the town very carefully until he located Sheriff Two Gun Taylor in the Bright Lights Cafe. The lawman was at a table near the door. He listened to Sam's story, nodding from time to time.
By tongue it, Sam, that's sure enough news. I'm right glad to hear it.
You'll help?
Help? Sure I'll help. Osage is right here in the cafe this very minute.
Oh.
He's seen you and me talking. Likely he'll come nosing around as soon as you leave. So, you leave now.
Looks like he's not waiting for me to leave. Here he comes.
Good evening, Sheriff.
Evening, Osage.
I reckon you already heard all the talk around the town.
What talk?
I sent Jasper Wells kiting on his way.
Mm-hmm. I heard something about it.
I don't reckon he'll ever show himself around here again. He double-crossed me. Well, if it hadn't been for Sam here, I'd have shot the wrong man. Sam will tell you.
Yep, that's right, Sheriff.
Yes, sirree. Sam just stopped me in time. When I learned that Wells had sent me to do his killing for him and lied about the man I was to shoot, making me think I was killing an outlaw, I swore to get Wells.
So he moved out of town to get away from you.
Just so, and good riddance.
I suppose that's why the Lone Ranger came into town, too.
He did?
Sure. He's rooming at the hotel.
I never knew that.
He's disguised. But that's where he's spending the night. Going by the name of Smith.
If Wells comes back, I reckon he'll sure enough get a red-hot reception. If I don't get him, the Lone Ranger will. Well, I gotta be going now, Sheriff. I'll see you.
Yep. Maybe sooner than you expect.
Acting on the information Sam Calkins brought him, the sheriff kept a close watch on Osage. Both the lawman and Sam were confident that before the night was over, Osage would make an attempt to get the Lone Ranger. Osage went from the Bright Lights Cafe to the Silver Dollar.
Maybe drinking to try to get up the nerve to shoot the Lone Ranger.
We'll just sit tight and keep an eye on him, Sam. As long as he's in cafes, we know the masked man's safe.
Back to the Bright Lights Cafe again. What's Osage trying to do?
Neither Sam nor the sheriff realized that Osage was keeping in the public eye to establish himself an alibi. In the meantime, Jasper Wells had sneaked into town. Under cover of darkness, he took a message from the saddlebag on Osage's horse. By matchlight, he read the note.
Mr. Smith, room 10, Sunset.
Good. Wells had the information he desired. Room 10 was in the rear of the Sunset Hotel. It was a simple matter to reach the window. The window was open and the room was bathed in soft moonlight. The lawyer could see the bed and a vague mound beneath a light blanket. He raised a carbine, took aim.
That'll do.
Hey, what the...
We want you. Come on.
The Lone Ranger, wearing his familiar clothes and mask, instead of the outfit that went with the name of Smith, had been waiting. With Tonto's help, he dragged Wells through the window and into the room.
Let me go! Let me go!
Not this time, Osage.
That's a mistake, I tell you. You've got the wrong man.
Get that lamp going, Tonto.
He got it.
We thought you'd come back to finish the job.
No, you've got the wrong man, I tell you.
Oh, no, we haven't. You fired point blank at the dummy in that bed. You planned to murder me. Sam let you know where you could find me.
That might...
You?
Yes. I'm not Osage.
Jasper Wells.
What's the shooting?
Oh,
come on, Osage.
Osage. Why, you double-crosser, you broke the law.
Oh,
Osage. You said you were gunning for Wells. Well, there he is.
But, Sheriff, I didn't know...
what are you going to do, stand there or shoot the critters? You said you would.
So you squealed on me. You put this man wise. You told the sheriff. Well, for that, you'll hang. You'll hang when I tell Marshal at San Pedro where to find you.
No, no, stop it, Jasper. Don't say no more.
He's already said enough.
Wells, I tell you, I...
Osage is a killer. He's a crook, and I'll prove it.
He won't squeal on me and get away with it.
Looks to me like you're both a couple of crooks.
I thought Osage would come to the window.
That's what I thought would happen. But Osage was in the cafes. When me and Sam heard the shot, we came fast and brought him with us.
The bullet Wells fired is in that bed. That should convict him of attempted murder.
No, listen, I...
Shut up, Wells. You can talk in court.
I heard a gunshot.
Oh, Judge Nutt.
Wells, you here?
He sure is, Judge. We got him for attempted murder.
Wells, I didn't frame you. I didn't talk. I tell
you... Osage, I reckon Wells has already said enough to put you where you belong. He spoke too soon.
Wells, it'll be a real pleasure to hold court when you're on trial. Front of your town owes a great debt to the man who got you.
Well, there he is, Judge.
Oh, Sam is wrong, Judge Knott. It's he who should be thanked.
Oh, no, I...
Well, Calkins, I'm glad to hear this.
Judge, Sam's been working in the cafe for room and board.
Uh-huh. You, like it there, Sam?
Well, I got to live somewheres.
There's a cabin near the abandoned silver mine, Judge. It's empty since Bart left it. Now, if you could arrange for
Sam to have it, it shall be done.
Oh, gosh. A place of my own. Gosh, mister, thanks.
Come on, Toto.
Thanks again.
Oh, save it, Sam. The Lone Ranger don't like being thanked.
Huh?
Now, come on, give me a hand. We got to get Wells and Osage to jail. And we got to get word about Osage to San Pedro. I reckon he'll hang there about the same time Jasper Wells hangs here.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.